Oh, good God. No! No, she didn't. No, she didn't! Cringe, anti-feminist, we do not approve. She was picking apart other people's appearances while she was on a date? Oh, how can some people not realize how gross they are? You are not filling me with enthusiasm for the dating world. Why didn't you just leave?
That is absolutely grounds for leaving.
Calling people fat and gross and... what was it? Clammy? What is she, 14?
You are a better person than me.
I would have stood up and said... probably nothing and just run away, but I would have left. Because life is too short to tolerate assholes. I know you're a smart person, so why do you do not smart behavior? Especially around dating prospects. You're too kind, that's the problem. Or too eager, whichever. You know what I mean, you're romantic. You're like, but maybe she's just slightly racist, maybe. You know what I mean, you look on the bright side. And that's admirable, but sometimes it just... you let it go too far. You give people too many chances. Because you try and see the best in folk, and yes, it's very wholesome and adorable, and that's probably why people like you, but come on. Stop going out with bad people. Well, one, you deserve better, and two, I cannot witness that. You with some jerk face, I can't do that. Because you are a little special honey bunny. And you deserve little special honey bunny treatment. And if I see some moron dragging you down, I will commit murder, and I don't think I would survive prison. Not because I'm too pretty, but because I'm far too soft. I can barely survive my 9-to-5. I'm not gonna survive jail. Jail and prison are the same thing. I know, but I wouldn't survive either. Baby boo, what are we gonna do? Dating is so depressing. And so many people are watching these assholes online that are like, I'm a high-value man, I'm a high-value woman, it's just, You are not stocks. You are not products. What are you talking about? What is this language, this jargon, this utter poopy nonsense? I don't want no part. But I'm also lonely, so it's very difficult. And if it's not high value this or low value that, it's super sexual. And it's like, what? I don't even know your surname, sir. How am I supposed to get naked with you when I don't know where you live? Or what your mom is called, or your favorite Pokemon? It does not compute, and therefore I will die alone. Now I've already decided. I'm dying alone. I'm okay with it, Leafy. I can be okay with it and I'm lonely, I'm a woman. Perfectly capable of being miserable and at one with it all at the same time. It's called being efficient. I'm sorry your date was sucky.
That's just a tabasso, ha ha ha.
No. No, it's not because of you, it's because of her. And people like her, regardless of gender. People that are just like... You are blessed to be in my presence, and that's not because I'm a genuinely nice person, it's because I'm up my own ass. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between self-esteem and self-obsessed. It's gonna be okay. I have no idea how, but it is gonna be okay. We will make it okay. We will find you someone. Mm-hmm. We can make her out of straw. Silicone? A real life person. God, you're so pedantic. I know. No, I do. I really do. Cause I have eyes and I see you and I can see that you really want to be in a couple. Ugh. And who said there's anything wrong with that? Nobody. It is human nature to desire connection, okay? Don't let anybody give you this bullshit about, well, just be on your own for a while. It's like, yes, you should be okay with being by yourself, but it's also perfectly normal to want romance. No more being online. No more listening to these people who are completely unqualified to give advice, okay? You are you, and you are allowed to want what you want. And if wanting some smushes and whooshes and kisses is wrong, I don't want to be right. Blah. Who doesn't want a smush and a swoosh and a whoosh? You know, it doesn't really have a word. It's just like that feeling of like, I've got you. You are here. I am here with you. We are safe. I know that my smush is going to suffice. See, I know stuff. I'm perceptive. Sometimes. Well, that's the problem. I want what you want, but I'm not brave. You must be joking. You are brave. Dating? In this economy? You have my utter respect. Because it's scary and you can get hurt, whether physically or emotionally. And it's just so icky. It's like, yes, I want connection and for you to love me, but also I don't want you to know me. Oh, it's like being seen naked. It's so raw and scary. I mean, can I really trust another human being to know that I only wash my hair every 4 to 5 days? One, because I'm lazy. Two, because it's not good to overwash. Mostly the first one. People will be like, ew, that's gross. And it's like, excuse me, I have a shower. I wash the rest of my body, just not my hair. And I have a lot of hair and I'm lazy. Leave me alone. Not you, this hypothetical person that I'm getting to know. Because they'd be grossed out, and then they'd know I'm human, and then they'd be like, oh, there's no mystique or romance here anymore, bye! And then I'd be even sadder than just being sad in my apartment. Because rejection's scarier than loneliness. Man, I am dropping too many truth bombs, I'm sorry. It's just... if someone like you can't find someone, what chance does someone like me have? And now I'm feeling sorry for myself, I'm sorry! It's a pattern of behavior I need to challenge. I know, I need more self-confidence, I need to just get out there, but my silly brain, it says no. No, I can see that you're trying to be helpful, but that would be my worst nightmares. No! What are you doing? You're making me sit up in my own apartment. This is very rude. I have terrible posture to keep up. Okay, what? I'm looking. Yes, I'm looking at your face with my eyes. I see you. What? I'm not saying that. Because it's embarrassing and weird, and why are we doing this? Oh. Okay. I am worthwhile. Sorry. I am worthwhile. I am pretty. I am pretty. And gorgeous and funny, and I am going to find someone. Why are you making me say this garbage? You're just making me feel worse. I know what you're trying to do, and I appreciate the gesture, but it's not working. No, don't do that. Because you telling me is even worse. No! Because you're doing it out of platonic love, and I really appreciate that, but it sounds forced. Because you love me, and therefore you lie to me. Sure, that's not what's going on. Okay. Oh, what now? Why won't you just let me lay down? Okay. Looking at you. Trying to take you seriously. Okay. What? You don't have to say that. Because I know you think I'm pretty, but it's in a friendship way. No, that doesn't mean it's worthless. It just means you're my friend, and it's different. Okay. We're not that desperate, are we? I don't want to be anybody's subtle piece. And if you went out with me, you would definitely be settling. Because I know you, I'm not your type. You like the pretty femme girls, and I understand. They're adorable, but I'm not. Look at me. I have greasy hair, an oversized t-shirt, and Cheeto stains on my shorts. I'm not exactly a walking Harajuku girl. Why are you saying these things? I know you had a bad day, but come on. Things are not that bad. No, I would not be embarrassed to go out with you, but listen, you've had a bad experience. It makes you question things, and then you go, well, what about this? What about that? I understand. But you don't see me that way, and that's okay. Hey, we're not talking about me, we're talking about you. But I don't want to talk about me. Because that requires bravery and vulnerability, and I am good at neither of those things. Impossible sunshine person, stop. Okay, so maybe I've had a crush on you for a few years, so it'll pass, it's like a cold. A cold that stayed in my system for a few years, so what? Oh, you make life impossible. Listen to me, no girl wants to be a pity pick, okay? Because you've had a bad date and now you're like, oh, well, my best friend will do. No? Then what is happening? Oh, maybe you're realizing you've had a crush on me all this time. Okay. Whatever. Because there's been no signs, you've shown no interest, you're just kind of like, hey, buddy. I mean, buddy, really? I'm not trying to not listen, I'm just trying to tell you the facts, which are... You've never been interested. Well... If you are now, then... That's okay, but it has to be genuine. No half-ass, no... Well, this'll do, no... She'll do for now, because no! Neither one of us needs that, okay? So you might have a crush on me? Well, now I definitely need to lie down. Because it's too much stimuli and I need to lay down and look at the ceiling to process. Oh, and apparently you feel the same. Join me. Change is scary. Stare at the ceiling. I love you too. I was gonna say it would be a terrible match, but then when I think about it, maybe we wouldn't. Well, you're anxious, I'm avoidant. Maybe we balance each other out. Or maybe it'd just be a huge dumpster fire, but nothing ventured, right? I promise once I have processed this, I'll be a lot more positive. I think we should go on a date. If only to show you what it's like to be out with someone who's not a complete asshole. I'll try to refrain from berating the waiter. And making comments about people's physical appearance. We'll still be friends if this doesn't work, right? And I guess it's not so scary. At worst, nothing changes, and at best, get some good change. Let's go on a date. This means I'm gonna have to wash my hair, doesn't it? Just a word of warning, if you try and hold my hand, it will be wet. To your sweaty hand holding my sweaty hand.